So let's review. The Mishnah begins with four halachas that each contain shtayim shehen arba, two cases that are explicitly mentioned in the pasuk, and two other cases that are derived by the chacham. Sukk the Mishnah. Shavuos shtayim shehen arba. One who b'shogeg inadvertently made a shvuas bitui, a false oath, must bring a korban eil b'yared. There are two forms of shvuah that are mentioned in the pasuk, and two forms of shvuah that are derived by the chacham. As the Gemara Daf Gimel explains, shtayim she'eichel b'shalo eichel, shehin arba achalti b'shalo eichalti. The pasuk explicitly mentions two shvuos, positive and negative oaths that are l'haba, regarding the future, such as I will eat or I will not eat. And the Chacham derived another two shvuos, positive and negative oaths that are l'sha'avar, regarding the past, such as I did eat or I did not eat. Yidis hatuma shtayim shein arba. One who b'shogeg inadvertently ate karbanos or entered the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei must bring a karban eila b'yayrid only if it was yesh b'yidi b'tchila, b'yidi b'seif, b'halim ben time. He knew of both the Tumah and the Kodesh or Mikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but he forgot only in the interim while he committed the Avera. The Pasuk mentions two forms of Alama, and the Chacham derived another two forms of Alama. As the Gemara explains, Shtayim, Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, Yediyas Tumas Mikdash, Shein Arba, Kodesh u'Mikdash. The Pasuk mentions Helim Tumah, that he forgot that he was Tumay, but he did know that this was Kodesh or the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chacham derived Helim Kodesh u'Mikdash, he forgot that this was Kodesh or the Beis HaMikdash, but he did know that he was Tumay. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. One who on Shabbos b'shogeg carried from one rishus to another is liable for a karban chatas only for two forms of Eitzah that are mentioned in the Pasuk, and for another two forms of Eitzah that are derived by the Chacham. Shtayim Haitzah Da'ani V'Eitzah De'Balabais Shein Arba Hachnasa Da'ani V'Hachnasa De'Balabais. Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba. One becomes tummy from two shades of tzaras leprosy that are mentioned in the Torah, and another two shades of tzaras that are derived through the Chacham. Shnayim se'es uvaheres, shein arba se'es v'teladeta b'heres v'teladeta. The Mishnah now elaborates. As Tosfos explains, the Mishnah does not elaborate on Shabbos with the Goyim because each have a mesechta of their own. And regarding Shavuos v'Yediyas HaTumah, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah first elaborates on the second segment of Yediyas HaTumah because its halachas are less than the first segment of Shavuos Bitui. Yediyas HaTumah, the Mishnah lists four types of Yediyah, awareness or lack thereof, and which carbon atones for each one. If one knew of Tumas Mikdash, Kodesh Mikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but he forgot only in the interim, he must bring a carbon to achieve complete Kapara. If he knew of Tumas Kodesh Mikdash only before he committed the Avera, but he forgot during the Avera, and afterward he still did not become aware that he committed this Avera, the Sir Chatas, whose blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, together with Yom Kippur, delay his punishment until he remembers the Tumas Kodesh HaMikdash, when he must then bring a Karban Oil B'Yared for a complete Kapar. Ein b'yadi b'tchila, abo yesh b'yadi b'sayf. Sir Hanasa b'chutz v'yom Kippur m'chaper. If he did not know of Tumas Kodesh HaMikdash before, nor when he committed Aver, and he only became aware of it afterward, the Sir Chatas that was brought with the Musafin, whose blood was applied on the Mizbech HaChitzen, together with Yom Kippur, achieved complete kapar. And he cannot bring a Karban Oil B'Yared because there was no Yediyah B'Tchila. And the source that the Sir HaChitzen achieves kapar for Yesh B'Yediyah B'Saif is derived through a Hekesh comparison from Sir HaPanimi. The Pasuk of Sir HaChitzen states, Sir Izim Echad Chatas, Mulvat Chatas Ikipurim, which implies, Amash HaZeh Mechaper Zeh Mechaper, both Sirim achieve kapar for a similar type of Aver. Therefore, Mahapanimi emechaper el al davar sheyesh b'yediyah, avachitzin emechaper el al davar sheyesh b'yediyah. Just like the Sir Hapanimi atones for Tumas Kodesh Mikdash with a yediyah, yediyah b'tchila, so to the Sir Hachitzin atones for Tumas Kodesh Mikdash with a yediyah, yediyah b'seif. Vashayim b'yediyah loy b'tchila b'loy b'seif. If one did not know of Tumas Kodesh Mikdash not before and not after he committed the avera, there's a machlaikis. Siri Harugalam Masirash Khadash Mechapin Divri Bihuda. Bihuda says that the Sir Chatas that was brought with the Masafin on Yom Tib and the Sir Chatas that was brought with the Masafin on Rish Chaydish achieved complete kapara for this Avera. Bishimin disagrees and says Siri Harugalam Mechapin Avalay Siri Rish Chadashim. Only the Siri Regalam achieved kapara for this category of Im Yadi Bechlal, but the Sir Rish Chaydish does not achieve kapara for this category. Rather, Almas Siri Rish Chadashim Mechapin, Alatar Shachal Asatami. The Sir Rish Chaydish achieves kapara for a tar person who ate kachem that was tamei. However, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon do agree that the Sir Hanasa B'chutz achieves kapara only for Im B'Yedi B'Tchila, Ava Yesh B'Yedi B'Saif. And the Sir Regalim achieved kapara only for Im B'Yedi Le B'Tchila B'Lei B'Saif. Ramey disagrees and says, Kol ha-seirin kaparasin shabba, al tumas mikdash u'gadashim. All three types of seir musaf achieve kapar for the same avayers, and that the seir hanas b'chutz, and the seir regalim, and the seir reish chaydish, all three achieve kapara for ein b'yadi b'tchila b'yesh b'yadi b'saif, and for ein b'yadi le b'tchila b'lay b'saif, and for tar sha'ach l'esatame. The Mishnah proceeds.